Hello, everyone. This is my first podcast and first episode. Welcome and thank you for being here. I'm so happy that you're here. The point of this podcast is to remind you about who you are, your strengths, your ability to create a life that you absolutely love and cannot get enough of. Your ability to walk away from relationships that aren't serving you anymore, from people that don't treat you right, and from friends that just don't show up anymore the way that you need them to show up. Finding the courage to get that dream job, finding the courage to put yourself out there again and date. I mean, finding the courage not to date, you know, is so, everyone is so different. But my goal for this podcast is to lead you towards the happiest, most fulfilled life. I'll talk a little bit about myself. Growing up, I was a communication major in college. I planned events for 8 years for an organization, and I created roles and groups within that organization that hadn't been there before. I was really big on inclusion, bringing everyone together, planning events. It was really fun. In college, I studied communication in all of its forms, in media, print, in just in every way, in the economy, interpersonal relationships, any type of communication that you can think of, I have studied. And then that little meow is Batman. He's my little baby. He's so cute. You might hear him meow here and then, or purr. And then I went on to get my master's degree. I got my master's in strategic communication. It was heavily leaning towards a psychology bend. So it was communication within families, within interpersonal relationships. And then I studied communication in businesses. And I also studied a lot of marketing and just a lot of different texts when it comes to that and presentation. And then after that, I went and I got my master's in counseling psychology. I did not complete the program. I have one more course, but I loved that. I loved that program so much. I learned about the psychology of an infant all the way up until, you know, an elder. And I have studied families, relationships, children. I've studied every single bit of psychology that you possibly can get your hands on. And my last class was an internship. And unfortunately, I was not able to complete that internship because of health reasons. And then I moved to a different state. And so if I'm going to complete that program, I have to start all over out here where I'm at. And it's going to be a big process. But my goal is to one day complete that. But I'm not waiting to help others. And I'm not waiting to coach other people until I complete that program, because I'm only 4 weeks away from having a master's in counseling psychology. So in my opinion, that degree is already something that I have completed. I am going to complete it at a later time, though. But mentally and emotionally, I mean, it's like 98% done. So I have a lot of background, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I have a lot that I've studied. I've looked at a lot of research. I love studying the human brain. And I love studying the way that it impacts our relationships with others, but also our relationships with ourselves. So after that, I started a Instagram page that I wanted to make for women who are either in toxic relationships or leaving them, and women who really lost their way. Maybe they've known what their purpose was when they were younger, and then everything steered them in the opposite direction. Or maybe they've never known what their purpose was, and they've just always been deeply unhappy. Those are the type of people I want to talk to. And I want to talk to everyone in between. But my goal for my page one day is to be able to coach, to be there for women, to get my 3,000 hours that I have to get to become a licensed mental health practitioner. And I want to do that, you know, in the real world. I want to do it both on and off Instagram. And eventually my goal is, you know, after getting a lot of counseling experience, I want to create my own programs and just, you know, be there for women that need me and also just work with clients. So I have a lot of big visions. I have a lot of big goals, but there's a lot of roadblocks in the way. I have a lot of health issues that are keeping me from being able to pursue things fully, but I'm not giving up. And my page has little to no followers. I'm not coaching anyone. I'm not counseling anyone, but I still go on it every day and I interact with people and I still post a couple times a week. And I want that to be an example for you of when you have a dream and you want it so bad. You want it so bad. But there are so many obstacles that you have to overcome first to get to that dream. Still hold on to it. Even if it's 5 seconds a day that you do something for that dream, do something because it will keep that fire alive inside of you. I've spent the last couple years just so depressed and feeling like I was focusing on the obstacles. And in the last year, I did a lot of intensive inner work and I just transformed into a completely new person. And mind you, this has been a 31-year journey, but in the last year, everything has changed in my life. And it was all because I decided to focus on what I could do, what was going well. Everything shifted. My energy shifted. My opportunity shifted. I let go of things that didn't align in my life. I mean, my whole world changed. So if you have a dream and you can't get there yet, this podcast is for you. This moment is for you. I want you to do whatever the heck you can possibly do for that dream today, every day until it happens. And you never know what can happen. I always used to be such a pessimistic thinker. I used to always believe, okay, this will never happen for me for at least a 1 year, or this will never happen to me ever. And instead, now I think this might happen to me sooner. I might have to wait a year, but this could actually happen sooner. I mean, if you really think about it, you never know what could happen. You never know who you could meet and how your life could change in an instant, in a freaking instant. So just remember that and don't give up hope. And that's my main message. That's my purpose for this podcast. I've been there in my life where I gave up hope. I was hospitalized multiple times for suicidal depression. I was actually sent to an inpatient center for 1 month. I got out and a week later they put me back in it for another month. Or I had to decide, but I chose to because I was not well. You know, that is giving up. That is saying I'm done with life. I can't do this anymore. I've been there. And now I'm on the other side of it and I don't give up. I never will. I will never stop. I will never stop until I am the healthiest and the happiest version of myself possible. And I want that for you. I want you to have that drive. I want you to have that hunger. I want you to feel that pain of those unresolved dreams, those unmet goals. I want you to feel that anxiety because that pain, that sorrow, that grief, that it hasn't happened yet, that is the fire that fuels you on your journey. That is when you stop caring, that is when you're in trouble. When you get to a point where you don't care anymore and you don't chase your dreams and you don't have dreams and you don't have plans, that is when you're supposed to start worrying. That is when you know that you've really given up. And, you know, there's no shame in going through all that. There's no shame in you know, receiving help and going through really hard times. But ultimately, I mean, you know, your life is your own and it's yours. You can do anything you want with it. You can waste it. You can end it. You can make it amazing. You can do it all for yourself, or you can help other people. Any of those things are options, and you can pick. And I'm so happy today that I never gave up. I'm so happy. There were so many times where I felt like I didn't have purpose or meaning, and that no one would miss me, and it didn't matter. And I didn't fucking give up. And I don't know why I didn't. There were a lot of people that were in my same scenario that, you know, I knew people that did. And I don't know. I don't know what that was, but all I know is that there was this little voice inside of my head that kept telling me, do not give up, don't stop. And I just want to be that little voice in your head, because I've come full circle. I'm a completely changed, transformed human being. Yes, I still have issues I have to work on. Yes, I still have, you know, self-sabotaging behavior, but I'm educated. I'm strong. I have years of experience dealing with hard issues. And every single hard thing that's happened to me in my life has prepared me for my future. I'm going to say that again. Every single hard thing that has almost destroyed me that I mastered prepared me for my future. That is invaluable. Every single hard thing that you've been through has transformed you, and it's made you a stronger, more aligned, more powerful, more decisive, and more intuitive human being. Every single fucking thing. I don't care if you've been in a 10, 15, 20-year relationship with someone and you walk away. Every second of that relationship and every day was a gift. It taught you what you don't need. It taught you what you don't want. It taught you what you do want. It taught you everything to prepare you for the next relationship. You know, I feel so blessed because I have a big journey. I had a big journey. I had a big story. And I really want to encourage people. I've been through a lot of things. I've experienced a lot in my life. I've had mental health providers tell me that I've lived 2 to 3 lives already. I've experienced more than most people have, more trauma than most people have in my lifetime. And I used to always, because of that, I have mental health, diagnosis. I have depression. I have anxiety. I have borderline personality disorder. I'm being treated. I'm doing well now. But it always wasn't like that. And to be diagnosed with those things and to be told that I have more trauma than most people have experienced in their lifetime, to me, that was devastating. It was devastating. All I've ever wanted was just to be like everyone else. I, at least, quote unquote, everyone else. And then I've had this whole host of physical health issues, chronic pain, severe chronic pain issues starting at age 18. My trauma that has affected my mental health started at age 5. Okay, so it ended a couple years ago, so it's been almost 28 years of trauma. And then I was injured on a job at 18, and my chronic pain started. I'm 31 now, so almost 14 years of chronic pain. Never stopped, no breaks, just constant torture, physical torture. You know, to be diagnosed with all of that and to be going through so much pain, and to go and to be going through the ramifications of, you know, getting into debt, being not being able to work some years, not being able to live a normal life, having my pain get worse, being misdiagnosed, having painful procedures for years that actually never helped me. I've been through all of this, and I used to mourn. I used to grieve the fact that I was so different from everyone I knew, and that for some reason I had to suffer more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. I've never met anyone that has gone through everything I've been through. And this is really important. And the reason I'm explaining all of this and being vulnerable is because I want to push this point. For years, I thought that I was cursed. I thought that something had happened in my life before this life. Someone, you know, living my life. It must have been karma. I don't know. I didn't fucking know. All I know is I felt like I've been cursed, and I've been feeling like that since I was little. But when I started getting help and I started doing the work, the profound, deep, integrated, personal and inner work that I have been doing for years now, I would say my mental health, my self-help, like self-love journey started like 5 years ago when I was 25. And I have never looked back. All of those things that I've done to help myself and to heal, all of those things have just shown me that everything is not what it seems. I am not cursed. I am blessed. I have been given these crosses to bear. I have been given these horrific circumstances and these burdens because I have a calling on my life, and I will help other people someday. I will help people that have had 25 years of trauma. I'll help people that have had 5 minutes of trauma. I'll help people that have been in chronic pain for decades like I have. I'll help people that have been in chronic pain for 5 minutes. I don't care who you are. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're experiencing. At least I know a percentage of it, and I can help. I am not cursed. I am blessed. I will use this story to change lives, and I will use it to help others. And when I made that decision, my whole world changed. I started noticing things that were better. I started noticing opportunities I hadn't seen before. I want to share all this with you. This is not just so I can like get something off my chest. I do that in therapy. I don't need to do that on a podcast. I'm sharing this story, and I'm sharing these things about myself for a very specific reason. This whole podcast's purpose is to teach you how to turn things around, because your mindset affects your whole life. It's here to encourage you. It's here to challenge your negative beliefs about your life and about yourself. It's here to motivate you, and it's here to make you feel like the most amazing, special, valuable person on the planet, because that is what you are. And every single thing that you have ever gone through has not been a curse on your life. It's been a blessing, because you can use it. You can use it to become a stronger person. You can use it to help others. You can use it to heal, to learn how to heal. Everything that I've learned to heal what I've been through, and I'm, you know, no one's completely healed, but every single practice that I have picked up and done to help treat my chronic pain and to help treat my mental health issues, every single thing I've done, I will continue to do for the rest of my life. That's how much impact that they've had on my life. None of the time in your life has been wasted. Not one circumstance has been a waste for you. Every single thing that has happened to you in your life has prepared you for something bigger. You have a purpose. I truly believe that every single person on this planet has a purpose. No matter what religion you have, or whether you don't have a religion, you still have a purpose. And whether it was given to you, or you discovered it, or it just was you when you came into this earth, you have a purpose. And people always ask, like, what is the point, you know, of life? What is the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life is to do what lights you up the most. It is to make you whatever makes you the happiest that you can possibly be. That is your purpose. Okay. And sharing your wisdom, leaving a legacy, that is so important. Don't leave this planet until you have left a legacy. Even if it's on one person, if you have impacted one person's life, that's your legacy. You don't have to, you know, be a multi-million dollar, you know, businesswoman or businessman that's, you know, donating millions of dollars to, I mean, that's great. It's wonderful. I love when I see millionaires and billionaires just donating millions of dollars to programs that just save people's lives. I have a family member right now who is in a program right now. He went for one week and he couldn't afford it. He couldn't afford the time off of work. And there were two brothers, and they inherited just millions of dollars from their father. Their father passed when they were in their 40s. And he left them everything. And so what they decided to do is that they were going to take a pay cut. They were going to take home like $200,000 a year. And then the rest of the money that they got from their father's business, they were only going to give it to mental health organizations that were changing people's lives. And so because of these two brothers and the sacrifice that they made and the legacy that they decided to leave on this earth, my family member gets to go to this retreat to heal PTSD. They get to go to this retreat. The foundation paid their employer so that they didn't have to use all of their vacation time. They didn't have to use one day off, and they didn't have to pay for anything. And it's one of the nicest, most just luxury. I mean, everything. And the whole point of this retreat is to heal PTSD and to help people find, you know, healing in natural ways, and also through compatibility, through being with other people. That is a legacy. That's huge. And while most of us won't be able to do things like that in our life, it doesn't fucking matter. You could be like the president, you know, helping half of the nation heal whatever. Or you could have a son, or you could have a nephew, and you spend, you know, most of their life just loving on them, praying for them, spending time with them. That is just as important. Just as important. Those things are equal. Your life matters, and you have a purpose, and you have a legacy to share. I would love to write a book someday. I think every single person should write a book. Every person. I have a friend. She has no trauma. She's never experienced. I mean, we all have trauma, but she has nothing like, she has not, you know, PTSD. She's never really, I would say probably the hardest thing that's ever happened to her is, I don't know, she had to change, she had to change jobs one time. Like, that's it. Like, I know her whole history. I know everything because I was friends with her for 10 years. And I know her whole life. And, you know, maybe there's things that she didn't share with me. But anyway, she always inspired me because she had nothing to draw from, right? She had no experience with trauma, at least with heavy trauma. She didn't know, you know, how to counsel someone or how to help people that are going through really hard times. She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to do. So what she started doing, because she couldn't connect with people, right? There usually people connect over shared experiences. Well, she lived a very, very privileged, very a life where she just couldn't. And by the way, on this podcast, I'm not using names, and I'll only use genders if I know for sure that no one will know, because this is a very private, you know, very intimate discussion that I'll be having on the episode. So anyways, and I might change genders too, or change the gender of the person I'm talking about to protect their privacy. But she amazed me because what she decided was that she was going to get people together. So she and I were part of the organization that I did event planning for 8 years. And she asked me if she could take over one of the groups. So I said, okay. And every single week she had this group over to her house. It was a religious organization. She had this group over to her house and they would have like a Bible study, and she would go to the store and she would provide all this food for them. She would make the cutest little snack plates. For holidays, she would make special holiday themed food for the group. She always had a bunch of different punches that she would make, different fruit punches. I saw all the effort that she put in, and she just wanted people to get together. And that was her legacy. And she did that for, gosh, She did it for years. She's still getting people together. She didn't know how to connect with them, but she knew that she could help them by facilitating a place where they could all be together. And I always think about her, and I think about that because even if you feel like you have nothing to give, you have something. You have something. You absolutely can. And you never know the impact that you're going to have on people's lives. You never know. So I would definitely say the meaning in life is to find something that you love and you just can't live without. And it's also to leave a legacy, and it's to help others and be there for others. That's just my opinion, but I've done a lot of research on happiness, and those two things typically seem to pop up the most in just the studies and also just in like the success rate. So yeah, I mean, the ball's in your court, it's all in your hands. And I think that ties back to what I was talking about a little bit ago, is that there's no such thing as being cursed. You're blessed. You have a calling on your life. You have the ability to take whatever has happened to you and to turn it into something beautiful. You can turn it into something that's not beautiful. You can turn it into pain inward. You can close off from the world, or you can become mean and bitter and cruel. We all have that choice. We have a choice every single day to do that or to do the latter. And I think it takes courage and bravery to decide that you're going to become a better person out of what's happened instead of worse. I'm not perfect. I've lashed out and I've hurt people before. I've done it a lot in my past. That was the way that I dealt with my trauma and my depression. And it was rare because that's out of character for me. I wouldn't say I've done it a lot. I've done it a couple times that I can think of where I just really just lost it on someone. And, you know, I wasn't taking care of me. I wasn't taking full responsibility for my wellness. And so we have a choice every single day. What kind of legacy are we going to leave behind? If this is your last day on earth, how are you going to use it? How are you going to impact others? What are you going to do for yourself? What are you going to do that lights you up, makes you feel amazing? Really, live your life like that and just see what happens, you know? So we have a choice, and what we decide impacts not only our lives, but the lives of others. Thank you for listening to part of my story. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm so excited. I'll be talking about relationships, partnerships, friendships, life experiences. I have so many stories, so many adventures and things to talk about. And I will also be talking about self-care and self-love and what that means to me and what that looks like. And I am completely open to suggestions. Again, my page, the whole point of my page is to remind women how strong and powerful and able they are, and to just be that person. I spent years of my life being in a dark hole and no one encouraged me. I had nobody talking to me or helping me through those times. I was alone, and I don't want that. I want to be that person that helps people that feel like they're alone and that no one understands what they're going through. I want to be that ray of sunshine and that hope. And I know it sounds cheesy, but it's not. It's real. It's in real time. I am making the effort, and this is how I'm alchemizing all of my pain, hurt, and sorrow. I'm turning it into something beautiful. And that's what this podcast is about. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.